two of the area's federal representatives expressed frustration over the coronavirus relief package that is stuck in Congress. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressmember John Katko held separate virtual town hall meetings Tuesday night. Gillibrand says she continues to fight for priorities that help families in the next coronavirus relief bill. She wants to expand food assistance benefits, stabilize child care providers, and extend the nationwide moratorium on evictions, among other measures. Gillibrand says with the pandemic now touching every state and community, she says the struggles of families and local economies can't be ignored.
Every member of Congress should be doing whatever they can to help keep people from going homeless, from going hungry, or falling into poverty. And they should be fighting to get their states the resources they so clearly need.
Gillibrand says nationwide, 1 in 5 parents won't have enough food for their children, and 1 in 3 households missed rent or mortgage payments in July. She says Senate leader Mitch McConnell is out of touch with reality, and Congress shouldn't go on recess until there's a solution that addresses the crises facing families and local governments. Gillibrand says she's traveled the state, including a stop in Syracuse, and has heard firsthand how urgently relief is needed.
There's not a county executive or mayor who isn't fearful about the future. And as I've talked to families who are out of work, they're worried about schools. If schools can't reopen safely, then they're going to be homeschooling their kids. They want to get back to work. They might not be able to get back to work if their kids' school doesn't reopen.
Gillibrand blames the White House for not putting the infrastructure in place to allow for more schools to reopen safely, including rapid test results, contact tracing, and materials. Meanwhile, the stalemate continues over the contents of the coronavirus relief package in Congress. She says it currently doesn't include any local government aid, let alone nutrition assistance or other measures to help struggling families. Meanwhile, Congressmember John Katko is blaming both sides of the aisle for the dysfunction. At his virtual town hall meeting Tuesday night, he updated residents on where he stands on the legislation. Katko called out Senate leader Mitch McConnell for not wanting to include state and local government relief, as Syracuse and Onondaga County feel the pinch of growing deficits. He says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Democrats want to include poison pills that cater to the extreme elements of their base.
McConnell and Pelosi are both guilty of partisanship to the nth degree. Neither one of them wanted any input from the other side. Neither one of them sought input from the other side, and they flat out refused input from the other side. That's not how things are supposed to go. Compromise and bipartisanship is what makes the wheels turn in Congress and the government.
Katko says the failure has resulted in lapses in enhanced unemployment insurance, leaving many facing economic uncertainty. He says Congress should have stayed in session to work out a deal, which could have included a simple extension of benefits as part of a longer-term fix. Katko says he and others have been trying to set an example of bipartisan cooperation, but most of the news coverage focuses on the negative.
Rest assured, there's an awful lot of people that are trying to break through this gridlock in Washington and work in a bipartisan manner. I'm leading the Republicans in that manner, and I've got a lot of friends on the Democratic side that are trying to do the same thing. Our voices will not be stifled. We're going to continue to work together.
Katko says he's continuing to work on securing additional funds for hospitals and nursing homes facing increasing costs due to the ongoing pandemic, pushing for another round of Paycheck Protection Program funds for small businesses, and bolstering cybersecurity and other election systems to ensure safe voting come November. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waaer.org.